the stuff that drinks
the water.
Huh?
The water from a blister.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth around it. It's got to be cut out or burned out. Call it, give you some kind of flesh.
Proud flesh, and that must be what we're thinking about.
And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings, you could put on it.
Iodine.
And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
Quinine.
And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the man
killed him.
Or
shot him, killed him.
You'd say, yesterday, a person
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
That's usually what's said here. I think sometimes they use the word expired. He expired.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Passed on or passed away. Now that's used quite a bit here to say if a person.
Any joking ways or sort of crude ways?
Yeah, but nothing comes to my mind right now, Barbara.
Did you ever hear
kick the bucket, yeah. He kicked the bucket.
You say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
Casket.
And the ceremony.
It's a funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, they're in
mourning.
Say on average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, you say,
fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that
rheumatism.
And a disease that children used to die from, that choke
croup.
Up.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Oh, that's that, not hepatitis, is it?
Well, it comes along with hepatitis.
Hepatitis, liver.
Did you ever hear janders?
Janders, yellow janders.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say he had to
vomit.
Any other ways of saying that?
Upchuck, regurgitate.
What would you commonly, what would be the
most? Probably, here you say he vomited.
Okay. And if he vomited, he was sick.
Oh, in his stomach.
Okay.
So you just have to take things kind of easy along.
Is she able to get around?
Oh, Lord, yes, yeah, she does all of our work. She does her flowers in the yard. Loves to go. But in the afternoon, if you ran over into the night, then she gets tired and a little nervous, and she doesn't enjoy it if you do that. So you have to kind of plan things in a way that kind of fits in with her feelings. But we usually take her, and she has a sister who lives over here at XL, that's 80. And they have the best time. They're just like two little magpies, chip, 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 chip. Of course, my daddy's dead, and Aunt Margie's husband's dead, and it's about the only time Aunt Margie has a real good outing is when she goes with us. But for that reason, I try to plan not to stay too much on the go. You can't cover quite as much territory. They get worn out.
You gonna drive out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I traded cars. I bought another one there back in November just to get the bugs out of it by the time vacation time came. But I think that's what I want to do this year. Judy and I spent a lot of time around Estes Park and Durango and that area and there. And back down through the Grand Canyon area and back down through Arizona and New Mexico. And of course, they swung back up then and headed back to Ohio, and we'll come on back across and come home.